Hey, how are you? I'm Mr. Teacher Paulo e essa é a parte 2 da nossa aula sobre shopping. Nessa aula de hoje, nós vamos aplicar a técnica que eu usei a vida inteira para aprender inglês. Você vai assistir esse diálogo com a legenda em português. E depois disso, você vai assistir mais uma vez com a legenda em inglês. E seguindo a regra de 3, pela terceira vez, você vai assistir sem nenhuma legenda. Então fica agora com essa situação real.
Excuse me, where can I return this item?
You can do that here at the register. There's no line, so I can go ahead and help you out.
Thanks. I'd like to return these pieces here. These 2 shirts and this pair of dress shoes.
And what was the problem?
The shirts didn't fit quite like I wanted them to. They were a little too tight around the arms, but then loose around the middle. And the shoes were smaller than I thought they would be once I started walking around.
Do you have the receipt?
Yeah, it's right here. I think I'm still within the time frame to return them.
Well, within 60 days you'll receive a refund and 90 days store credit. So let's see. Yep, you're good. Let me just take a look. So we can take this shirt, but unfortunately I won't be able to give you a refund on the shoes. Did you wear them outside?
Oh yeah, I guess I did a few times.
Yeah, see these scratches here? We can't accept items with so much wear and tear. I'm sorry about that.
I understand. Okay.
But let me get this shirt refund for you. So there should be $32.19 back on the card.
Which card did it go back one?
It looks here like you used a MasterCard. So the same card you purchased the item with got credited. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Have a great day. Good morning. Is there anything I can help you with today?
No, thanks. I'm just looking.
If you need anything, just let me know.
All right, will do. Excuse me, where are the dressing rooms?
Oh, right this way. How many?
I think I have 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great, here's your number.
Thanks.
Sure, what's your name?
My name is Paulo.
Okay, Paulo. Don't forget I'm just around the corner. How's everything going in there?
Great. I really like this polo shirt.
Definitely. It's just your style and fits like a glove.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's a little tight, I think. I'm wondering if you have the same polo shirt, but an extra large instead of large.
Okay.
While you're out there, would you see if you also have this shirt in a large instead of a medium? And these jeans in a size W36? L32?
I'll bring a couple of different jeans for you to try on, too. Hey, Paulo, I got some options for you. So here's your polo shirt in a size extra large. Unfortunately, we didn't have any more polo shirts in black, so I brought you the same one in navy blue.
Oh, what a bummer. Okay, thanks.
But I did find the same jeans the size you wanted.
That's great. Okay, I'll try these on. I appreciate it.
All set? Did you find everything you were looking for?
Sort of. Not everything, but I'm good to go for now. Thanks.
Alright, so just the shirt then?
Yes, just the shirt for today.
Alright, that'll be $15.99. Oh wait, it's on sale for 50% off. So the total actually comes to $8.13.
What a surprise! Here you go. Would you by any chance be able to give me change with a 5? And some singles?
Let me see what I have here. Sure, no problem. That's $8.13 out of 20. So that's 813 plus 5. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And 87 cents.
Great. I appreciate it.
Do you need a bag for that today?
Yes, please.
Here you go. Have a good one.
You too. That's great. Agora você já entende o que a gente falou. Chegou o momento de você praticar a sua leitura. E, mais ainda, o seu listening. Fique com a legenda em inglês.
Excuse me, where can I return this item?
You can do that here at the register. There's no line, so I can go ahead and help you out.
Thanks. I'd like to return these pieces here. These 2 shirts and this pair of dress shoes.
And what was the problem?
The shirts didn't fit quite like I wanted them to. They were a little too tight around the arms, but then loose around the middle. And the shoes were smaller than I thought they would be once I started walking around.
Do you have the receipt?
Yeah, it's right here. I think I'm still within the time frame to return them.
Well, within 60 days you receive a refund and 90 days store credit. So let's see. Yep, you're good. Let me just take a look. So we can take this shirt, but unfortunately I won't be able to give you a refund on the shoes. Did you wear them outside?
Oh yeah, I guess I did a few times.
Yeah, see these scratches here? We can't accept items with so much wear and tear. I'm sorry about that.
I understand. Okay.
But let me get this shirt refund for you. So there should be $32.19 back on the card.
Which card did it go back on?
It looks here like you used a MasterCard. So the same card you purchased the item with got credited. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Have a great day. Good morning. Is there anything I can help you with today?
No, thanks. I'm just looking.
If you need anything, just let me know.
All right, will do. Excuse me, where are the dressing rooms?
Oh, right this way. How many?
I think I have 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great, here's your number.
Thanks.
Sure, what's your name?
My name is Paulo.
Okay, Paulo. Don't forget, I'm just around the corner. How's everything going in there?
Great. I really like this polo shirt.
Definitely. It's just your style and fits like a glove.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's a little tight, I think. I'm wondering if you have the same polo shirt, but an extra large instead of large.
Okay.
While you're out there, would you see if you also have this shirt in a large instead of a medium? And these jeans in a size W36? L32?
I'll bring a couple of different jeans for you to try on, too. Hey, Paolo, I got some options for you. So here's your polo shirt in a size extra large. Unfortunately, we didn't have any more polo shirts in black, so I brought you the same one in navy blue.
Oh, what a bummer. Okay, thanks.
But I did find the same jeans the size you wanted.
That's great. Okay, I'll try these on. I appreciate it.
All set? Did you find everything you were looking for?
Sort of. Not everything, but I'm good to go for now. Thanks.
All right, so just the shirt then?
Yes, just the shirt for today.
All right, that'll be $15.99. Oh wait, it's on sale for 50% off. So the total actually comes to $8.13.
What a surprise! Here you go. Would you by any chance be able to give me change with a 5? And some singles?
Let me see what I have here. Sure, no problem. That's $8.13 out of 20. So that's 813 plus 5. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And 87 cents.
Great, I appreciate it.
Do you need a bag for that today?
Yes, please.
Here you go. Have a good one.
You too.
Chegamos agora no momento mais desafiador. Esse é o momento onde você não vai ter mais a legenda, mas não se preocupe, você vai ver como você vai entender muitas coisas. Fique agora com a nossa última repetição dessa situação.
Excuse me, where can I return this item?
You can do that here at the register. There's no line, so I can go ahead and help you out.
Thanks. I'd like to return these pieces here. These 2 shirts and this pair of dress shoes.
And what was the problem?
The shirts didn't fit quite like I wanted them to. They were a little too tight around the arms, but then loose around the middle. And the shoes were smaller than I thought they would be once I started walking around.
Do you have the receipt?
Yeah, it's right here. I think I'm still within the time frame to return them.
Well, within 60 days you receive a refund and 90 days store credit. So let's see. Yep, you're good. Let me just take a look. So we can take this shirt, but unfortunately, I won't be able to give you a refund on the shoes. Did you wear them outside?
Oh yeah, I guess I did a few times.
Yeah, see these scratches here? We can't accept items with so much wear and tear. I'm sorry about that.
I understand, okay.
But let me get this shirt refund for you. So there should be $32.19 back on the card.
Which card did it go back on?
It looks here like you used a MasterCard. So the same card you purchased the item with got credited. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Have a great day. Good morning. Is there anything I can help you with today?
No, thanks. I'm just looking.
If you need anything, just let me know.
All right, will do. Excuse me, where are the dressing rooms?
Oh, right this way. How many?
I think I have 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great, here's your number.
Thanks.
Sure, what's your name?
My name is Paulo.
Okay, Paulo. Don't forget, I'm just around the corner. How's everything going in there?
Great. I really like this polo shirt.
Definitely. It's just your style and fits like a glove.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's a little tight, I think. I'm wondering if you have the same polo shirt, but an extra large instead of large.
Okay.
While you're out there, would you see if you also have this shirt in a large instead of a medium? And these jeans in a size W36? L32?
I'll bring a couple of different jeans for you to try on, too. Hey, Paolo, I got some options for you. So here's your polo shirt in a size extra large. Unfortunately, we didn't have any more polo shirts in black, so I brought you the same one in navy blue.
Oh, what a bummer. Okay, thanks.
But I did find the same jeans the size you wanted.
That's great. Okay, I'll try these on. I appreciate it.
All set? Did you find everything you were looking for?
Sort of. Not everything, but I'm good to go for now. Thanks.
Alright, so just the shirt then?
Yes, just the shirt for today.
Alright, that'll be $15.99. Oh wait, it's on sale for 50% off. So the total actually comes to $8.13.
What a surprise! Here you go. Would you by any chance be able to give me change with a 5? And some singles?
Let me see what I have here. Sure, no problem. That's $8.13 out of 20. So that's 813 plus 5. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 87 cents.
Great. I appreciate it.
Do you need a bag for that today?
Yes, please.
Here you go. Have a good one.
You too. E aí, o que você achou? É impressionante, não é verdade? Não se esqueça de aplicar a regra de 3 também nessa aula. Assista essa aula por 3 vezes, pelo menos. Você vai perceber que todas as vezes que você seguir esse padrão, legenda em português, legenda em inglês, sem legenda, você vai ver o tanto de vocabulário que você vai adquirir e você vai perceber com o tempo que você entende muito mais do que você achava que você entendia. E além dessa aula, eu gostaria de deixar com vocês um recado. Talvez você esteja achando esse curso já muito difícil. Se você estiver achando difícil, volta às aulas. Você não tem que acompanhar a turma, você tem esse curso para você. Você tem o seu tempo. O tempo do fulano não é o mesmo tempo do ciclano e o tempo deles não é o seu tempo. Cada um tem o seu tempo. Então respeite o seu tempo. Tire a pressão, tire a ansiedade do seu coração. Coloque na sua mente o foco. Se você não está confiante nessa aula hoje, volte para a aula 2, aula 3, aula 5, volta para o módulo 1, vai para o início do módulo 2. O mais importante é você ter foco. Não estou conseguindo fazer isso? Volte. Você tem 2 anos para terminar esse curso, é muito tempo. Então é muito melhor fazer bem feito do que fazer às pressas. A pressa não leva ninguém a lugar nenhum, pelo contrário. A pressa vai acabar atrapalhando o seu desenvolvimento no inglês. Então, respira, relaxa e tenha foco. Lembre-se disso, por mais que esse curso seja o inglês da vida real, por mais que tenha uma metodologia muito legal e interessante que esteja te ajudando, você precisa abrir a sua visão e os seus horizontes. Você precisa escutar música todos os dias, como eu ensinei vocês a escutar. Você precisa sempre assistir um noticiário, assistir uma TV em inglês, um filme, uma série, ouvir podcasts. Você precisa estar em contato com o inglês o máximo de tempo possível. Tá na fila do banco? Assiste a aula. Tá no banheiro? Assiste mais uma aula. Tá no ônibus? Vai ouvir uma rádio em inglês. Tá no trânsito? Coloca a aula, baixa o áudio, coloca no seu celular, põe no seu carro. Você precisa se entregar, se jogar nesse mar do conhecimento da língua inglesa. Sim, eu posso. Yes, I can. Eu te agradeço muito pelo seu carinho, pela sua atenção, pelo seu tempo. E eu te vejo na nossa próxima aula. See you next class. Bye, bye.